This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Former President Donald Trump, the GOP's presumptive presidential nominee, has posted a $91 million bond as a result of the defamation lawsuit brought by columnist E. Jean Carroll earlier this year. NPR's Ximena Bustillo reports Trump is still trying to appeal the decision.
According to court documents filed on Friday, Trump obtained the bond from the federal insurance company to cover the $83 million judgment plus interest. But Trump's legal team also filed a notice of appeal to the United States Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit in hopes that the judgment is overturned. Earlier this year, Trump was ordered to pay $83 million in damages to advice columnist E. Jean Carroll for defaming her when he denied her allegations of sexual abuse and said that she is, quote, not his type. Another lawsuit had already determined that Trump had sexually assaulted her, and the jury this time had to decide how much he owed Carroll for lying about it. Ximena Bustillo, NPR News, New York.
Trump selecting his daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, and another ally, Michael Whatley, to lead the Republican National Committee. It's expected to strengthen the presumptive GOP nominee's hold on the party ahead of the general election, where he is on course to face President Biden again. In last night's State of the Union address, President Biden announced the U.S. military will lead an emergency mission to establish a port in the Mediterranean on the Gaza coast to allow large ships to deliver food, water, medicine, and temporary shelters to the territory. The temporary pier will not require U.S. troops to land in Gaza to build the pier or causeway. Meanwhile, airdrops continue. Sigrid Hogg, the U.N. senior humanitarian and reconstruction coordinator for Gaza, says airdrops of aid may not be enough but are a sign of support during a profound crisis.
Some have called it sort of a drop in the ocean. I mean, I think airdrops are a symbol of support and a symbol of support for the civilians in Gaza. It's a testimony to our shared humanity, but it's a drop in the ocean.
The UN has warned of famine in the Palestinian territory after roughly 5 months of war between Israel and Hamas. France has enshrined the guaranteed right to abortion in its constitution. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris. Crowds applauded at a ceremony today.
So France has just inscribed the right to an abortion in its constitution. I'm out on the Place Vendôme in central Paris. Hundreds, if not a couple thousand people have come out. They used an old Napoleonic seal to stamp it, and Macron is now speaking. He spoke of the hard road getting here and all the women who struggled and even paid with their lives to be here today. And this is all happening on International Women's Day. It's very symbolic, and there are many, many, many women out here who are very moved.
That's NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reporting from Paris. You're listening to NPR News. The U.S. economy added 275,000 jobs last month, according to the Labor Department's latest report out today. It says more than around 200,000 jobs economists had expected. Meanwhile, the unemployment rate inched up to 3.9% from 3.7% in January, still marking a historically low number. Roughly 30 million people will get a front row seat to a total eclipse along a narrow path that cuts through Mexico, several U.S. states from Texas to Ohio to Maine and parts of Canada. The big event is in 1 month. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce talked to an expert with advice on getting into the path of totality.
Michelle Nichols is an astronomy educator with the Adler Planetarium in Chicago. She urges would-be eclipse gazers to make sure they're in the so-called path of totality, as even a 99% partial eclipse is not nearly as dramatic.
I would never tell someone, 99% close enough. That's definitely not the case with a solar eclipse.
And it's only during the brief moments of a complete total eclipse that people can look up towards the sun without special eye protection. After April's event, the contiguous United States won't see another total solar eclipse for 20 years. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
U.S. stocks are trading lower this hour. The Dow is down 7 points, the S&P's fallen 26, and the Nasdaq is off 150 points, or nearly 1%. It's NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Viore, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to viore.com/NPR.